This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the U.S., California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy has fulfilled his longtime goal of becoming Speaker of the House, but it wasn't an easy win. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It took four long days and 15 rounds of balloting for Kevin McCarthy to hear these words well after midnight Saturday.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
As the sergeant at arms introduced the new speaker-elect.
That was easy, huh? I never thought we'd get up here.
Late Friday, the House was about to adjourn, and then McCarthy and Florida Republican Matt Gaetz struck a deal that cleared the way for McCarthy's win on the 15th vote. The dramatic delay in electing a speaker has prevented the House from doing its work in its first week of the session. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Before being sworn in, Representative McCarthy said one of the first hearings will be on immigration issues.
Because answers have not and will not always be found in Washington. That's why one of our very first hearings will be held on the southern border.
And Ukrainians mark Orthodox Christmas under the shadow of war. As fighting continues, despite Russian leader Vladimir Putin unilaterally ordering his forces to pause attacks. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some headlines from around the world today. Iran executes two men for killing a paramilitary force member during unprecedented protests sparked by the death and custody of a young woman, bringing to four the number hanged despite global outrage and sanctions. Jack Ma will cede control of Chinese fintech giant Ant Group, the company announces, following a Communist Party crackdown on the nation's tech sector that targeted the charismatic billionaire. A prisoner is killed and more than 60 wounded after a riot breaks out at a Myanmar prison west of Yangon, the junta says. Mali's junta leader pardoned all 49 Ivorian soldiers whose arrest in July triggered a bitter diplomatic row, a government spokesman said. VOA's Marissa Melton has our story.
Mali sentenced 46 soldiers to 20 years in prison on December 30th. Three women among the original 49 who had already been freed in early September received death sentences in absentia. The court proceedings came in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. Ivory Coast and the United Nations say the soldiers were flown in to provide routine backup security for the German contingent of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. Mali's junta had branded the troops as mercenaries. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An old NASA satellite will be falling from the sky this weekend, but the threat is low. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
NASA said that the chance of wreckage falling on anybody is very low. Most of the 2,450-kilogram satellite will burn up upon reentry, according to NASA, but some pieces are expected to survive. The space agency put the odds of injury from falling debris at about 1 in 9,400. The science satellite is expected to come down Sunday night, give or take 17 hours, according to the Defense Department. California-based Aerospace Corporation, however, is targeting Monday morning, give or take 13 hours, along a track passing over Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the westernmost areas of North and South America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And in other space news, a newly discovered comet could be visible to the naked eye as it shoots past Earth and the Sun in the coming weeks. For the first time in 50,000 years, astronomers say. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.